just to end with one Nifle de Chassam Sofer. It's something that if the Chassam Sofer wouldn't say, nobody in the world could say. But this is the plates that the Chassam Sofer had sometimes to just say a zog. It's mamish a dover nifla ad lamoy. And the Chassam Sofer says like this. So we had in the Gemara, where the Gemara at the very, very end of the Suya said that Sholchu lemi bei Rav l'Shmuel. The Talmidim of Rav sent Shmuel a question. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Yotza Aleha Kol Mirishoin, Uba Achar V'Kidsha Kedusha Etayra Ma'u. What's the halacha? And the Gemara had a whole discussion. In the course of the discussion, in the course of the Gemara trying to understand what Shmuel's response was to the Talmidim of Rav, the Gemara said, it can't be that what Shmuel was telling the Talmidim of Rav was, let's investigate the coil and maybe you'll determine that the coil was not a coil. And like this, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because Shmuel was the Mara the Asra of Naharda, and Ba'asre de Naharda, loy mevatlin and kol. Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, uben Naharda, loy mevatlin kol, asks a bomb kasha. Tosfos says, I don't understand what the Gemara said. Shmuel could not have meant, when he's talking to the Talmidim of Rav, investigate the coil and maybe you'll be able to be mevatel the coil, because Shmuel in Arda is of the opinion, lo mevatelin the coil. Who sent the Shaila to Shmuel? It was the Talmidim of Rav. Where did the Talmidim of Rav live? They lived in Sura. Ba'asrei the Sura, the Gemara said, mevatelin the coil. So Frey Tosfos, a bomb of Akasha, that Shmuel responds to Talmidim of Rav, investigate the matter. Look, what did Shmuel mean when he said investigate the matter? Maybe what he meant to say was, you'll find out that this is an unsubstantiated rumor, and like this, you have nothing to worry about. It can't be Zok to Gemara, because Shmuel holds that loy mevatlin on kala. Once there's a rumor spread, that's it. You have to live with this rumor. There's nothing you could do about it anymore. Freik Tosfos, but he was talking to the Talmidim of Rav. This was a telegram that came, right? Came from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. See, right, in Bnei Brak, the minig's like that, but Yerushalayim, the minig was not that way. In Surah, the minig was Rav. And over there, the minig was Mivatlin and Kala. So why is he telling Doichig in Surah? So Tosfos says a Doichig. Tosfos says, you have to say, Mikol Mokoyim, Lay Have a Meirulut, the Loikin Avshe. I mean, even though it's Poshit, Shmuel knew that he was talking to Surah, and he knew what really the Oilam and Surah needed to hear. But Shmuel wasn't going to say that. Shmuel did not want to say something that went against what he believed, and therefore Shmuel almost misleadingly told the Olam and Rav that even though in your world you can probably look into it and maybe we can knock out this whole Shaila, could be this is all dead on arrival, but the Maisa, that would have been against what he believed, and he did not want to go against what he believed. Zok Tachsam Sofer, that could be Lulei de Mistafin, I'll tell you a different shot. The Gemara said that in Surah, the minig was Mevatlin and Kala. In the Harda, the minig was Loi Mevatlin and Kala. Why? What's the pshat? Why in Surah did they do it one way and in the Harda they did it the other way? If you look at the Rosh, right here on our Gemara, it's in Perek HaMegarish, it's Simen Yod Aleph. So the Rosh says like this, V'ro'isi Beferish Rabbeinu Chananel. I saw in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, Shekosav, who wrote the following, Asrevasoninu, Besura Mikri Va'amri. He said the reason they were different in Hagim was because in Surah, people were Mikri Va'amri. People would spread rumors sometimes without thinking too much. Meaning people were very quick to pull the trigger when it came to saying something about somebody else. Thus, rumors very often were frivolous. And because of the frivolous nature of the rumor, Hilkoch Mevatlin and Kala, said Rabbeinu Chananel. Aber b'nahardah loy mikri va'amri. That wasn't the way people physically were. Hilkoch loy mevatlin on kala. And therefore, they were mevatl kail in nahardah. Says the Rosh, mashma. If that's the case, it sounds like she'ena machloikis shalam oyram. That really, there was never a machloikis. Everyone always agreed that sometimes you're mevatl and sometimes you're not. What does it depend on? Ubimokim she'ein moitzi in koil bikal. If there's a place where people are more careful before they spread rumors, mistomim yotzakol, yesh by mamish ve'ein mevatlin oisai. Meaning, there's really no machloikis. That's Rabbeinu, that's the Rosh's understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rosh asks Rabbeinu Chananel from the Sugi Tamashma that way. From the Sugi, it sounds like there's a machloikis. Aber Rabbeinu Chananel was megalitas that really there was never a machloikis in the Sugi. And really, it all depended on Mekoymos, and the reason it depended on Mekoymos is because there's some places where people used to, the rumors were more whatever. As a result, Mevatlin and Kala. Other places, it was not that way. So you ready for something that only the Chasam Sofer could say? So he says like this. He says, Kenira from the Gemara, in Surah, people would sometimes talk about other people where it was Mamish, it was Shtosan. And therefore, their minig was Mevatlin and Kala. In Ardal, wasn't like that. Why would it have been different? He said, because who was the Mar Da'asra in Surah? It was Rav. Who was the Mar Da'asra in Arda? It was Shmuel. What do we know about Rav? So we know a lot of things about Rav. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, Amru al Rav, Talmid Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shelo Yisach Sicha B'Teila Kol Yomav. So he said that Rav never spoke Sicha B'Teila. And because Rav never spoke Sicha B'Teila, so his Talmidim, his Chassidim, his Kehila, they never learned properly how to be careful when it comes to speaking Sicha B'Teila. And they weren't so iskarbet in their Sicha B'Teila. And sometimes they would speak Sicha B'Teila and they would spread a koil even though the koil really had no pshat. Oh, but the Asri the Shmuel, Shmuel spoke Sicha B'Teila. And you know what came about from Shmuel speaking Sicha B'Teila? The Olam had chinuch and had to speak Sicha B'Teila. And therefore, the Asri the Shmuel is a whole different analogy. Unbelievable. Rav's Talmidim had no chinuch and had to speak Sicha B'Teila. You need chinuch and had to speak Sicha B'Teila. So if you have a Rebbe that never speaks Sicha B'Teila, how are you supposed to know how to speak Sicha B'Teila? So you come up with it on your own. You know what you end up with? You're spreading rumors about people. But when you're mechunuch and had to speak Sicha B'Teila, this is so powerful. So then already, Dalam knows you don't speak Lashon Hara, you're not spreading rumors. I mean, the Chasam Sofer says this. He adds in that Rav not only didn't speak Sicha B'Teila, but Chazal say he means the Medrash that talks about the Asar Mil, the Chasidus of Rav, that he never looked outside of his Dalan Amas. He throws this in here. It's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. And as a result, the Talmidim of Rav weren't mechunich, but the Talmidim of Shmuel were very much mechunich. And that's why Ba'asri the Rav, a koil didn't really mean anything. And that's why Mevatlin and Kala. Or Ba'asri and Shmuel, that's a zoktach sam soifer. Maybe that's the Teres of Tais Kasha. Tais asks the Kasha, Talmidim of Rav sent a Shaila to Shmuel, and they wanted to know, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, we had this whole Shaila. So zoktach, what did Shmuel mean? So Shmuel meant that go look into the koil and be mevatl the koil. But Shmuel holds like Mevatlin and Kala. Frey Tois was Sarachin Gadol. He's talking to Rav, Ba'asri the Rav. Yeah, but he was talking to Rav after the Ptira of Rav. How do you know Rav wasn't alive? Because why are they sending the Shaila to Shmuel? They sent from Rav a Shaila to Shmuel because the Rebbe wasn't alive. As I stated in Rishonim, it's Pasha. That's Pasha Pshat. Because Rav wasn't alive. If Rav wasn't alive, so who's the Mar Da'asri in Surah? It's not Rav. And being that it's not Rav, so at this point you don't have a Rebbe who's Loi Soch Sich B'Teila. Now the Oila will be Mechunach. Now the Loch is going to be Loi Mevatlin Kala. And that's why Shmuel wasn't comfortable telling him a Psak of Mevatlin Kala, even though that was because that was the Minigan Surah Davka when Rav was the Marad Asra. But once Shmuel was the Marad Asra at that point, that wasn't going to be the Halacha anymore. Again, this is Mamish, something only the Heilig Chasam Sofer could say. Teretz the place was Kasha, based on Rabbeinu Chananel, and a Hashkofa, a Yusoid Nifla, and we will stop here.